Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs the diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. A truly happy person is one who can enjoy the scenery on a detour.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. We've got the moves. Yes, we do. We've got the moves. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Hey, Chris, it's trivia time.
Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Mama's take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? as you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Chris, this is not a song. Chris, don't play a song. This is not a song. This trivia is not a song. This is a question. Okay, I want you to listen to the question. This is not a song. We're not playing a song. That's we'll have a trivia a little later in the show. It'll be a song. This is a question. Everybody should know this, but I'm going to make it very easy. It's an easy trivia. But listen to the question. No one has lived as a president longer than this person. He's the longest living president ever. No one has lived in his lifetime longer than this person as president. He's not president now. He was president a long time ago. Nobody lived longer than him. I want to know his wife's name. I'm not asking his name because everybody should know him. I want to know his wife's name. Who am I talking about? Okay, I'm going to give you one clue. It's an easy one. He was known as the Peanut Man. Okay, so who am I talking about? I want to know his wife's name, not him. I'm not asking for the president's name. I'm asking for his wife's name, the first lady's name. Who am I talking about? The first lady's name. His wife, first lady. That's the question. Who was the first lady? Okay, who am I talking about?
407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. Anybody who knows could call in, especially new caller, 407-894-1680. You understand the question? I'll say it again one last time. I'm not asking for the president's name. I'm asking for his wife's name, the first lady's name. Who am I talking about? The first lady of this president? Okay. No president has ever lived longer than this person. Okay. He was a president. He was known as the peanut.
Sure, there's people on the phone already.
Okay. 407-894-1680. I'm not asking his name. I want to know his wife's name. First name. Okay. That's an easy one.
We got it, Michael. I think they got it.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Yeah, one of the, October is so many National Awareness Month things. My goodness. Don't forget that October is National Awareness Month for breast cancer. So please get your mammograms and get checked. That's very important. And also near to my heart, it's also Adopt a Dog Month in October. Be quiet, Sheila. So
I'm not going to say a word.
But in light of all these animals that have been rescued, oh my God, from the storm, from the hurricane, there's so many more animals in the shelters now. And who knows if they'll ever get back with their owners? I don't know. But think about if you're going to adopt a dog, regardless, go to the shelter. Don't buy from a puppy store or a puppy mill. Go to the shelter and adopt a dog.
Well, and if I remember correctly, when my kids were in school and when I was working, this is Just Say No Drug Awareness Month, if I'm not mistaken.
There's so many. It's
It's Blindness Awareness Month.
Yeah. Disability.
National Disability Month.
Okay, Chris, anybody calling yet? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Anybody calling, Chris?
You know what? I forgot to send you the list, Chris. You're talking about the list, but you're looking, you still have the old list.
I got Keel from.
Who?
New caller. Good.
Keel? Are you saying Keel?
Keel.
Oh, okay.
New caller.
Good. He just told me. I just did it again. I'm answering the calls, and the calls are coming in. Keel, don't kill me. Where are you from again?
Kim from Stewart.
Kim. Yeah, Kim from Stewart.
Oh, Kim.
That's
Kim.
Yeah. Yeah. In my head, I had other callers, and I'm thinking their names while I'm talking to Kim.
Yeah. And I forgot to send you the list, so you're what working the, off the okay. previous
Hi,
list.
Hi, Kim. How are you tonight? Kim.
Wait 1 second. Before you answer the question, Kim, I want to see if there's any new callers before you answer. You'll be first unless there's a new caller.
Hold on, because I know the answer. But anyway, I just called to say hey to you folks. Glad you all made it through the storm. I got a family in Bonita Springs.
Kim, don't go away, because the boss with the hot sauce said right next to me, said I should let you talk and win.
But anyway, I want to know about your family. And did you say friends or family in Bonita Springs?
Family in Bonita Springs, right off the old Tamiami Trail. But everything went there pretty good. The water went more north. And man, some friends up there just, it doesn't exist anymore.
Our kids are embraced.
But you know what? We send help, and I'm glad you're doing that. But the democracy lie that you've mentioned for voting, are there no advocates that will take people to the polls? I mean, I'll give them a neighbor's right. I don't care who you vote for. I think everybody should vote.
Sheila, they don't do that.
I don't know about the online thing. It seems to allow time for fraud, but aren't there some friends, advocates that will take you to the polls?
I can answer that kind of. I will tell you that if you're voting online, you're really not voting online in Florida, because you are voting on your computer. You're printing it out. It isn't stored on your computer anywhere. So there is no record of it anywhere. They don't know who you vote for. You print it out. You put it in your absentee ballot and in your sleeve, in the envelope, put it in there. And you mail it off. So it isn't stored anywhere. So
don't put your name and address.
Michael?
Okay. I'm hearing you.
Yes.
But
so that is not a security issue. A lot of transportation paratransit systems do offer transportation to the polls, and a lot of senior organizations offer transportation to the polls. It's not in every city. So that's an advocacy thing where I feel some of us in the community need to reach out to our cities and say, hey, we want people to vote. If you want to stay in office, you should help us get to the poll.
Okay, real good. Hey, if you can, like I told Chris, I'll check back.
Well, don't go away yet, Kip. Let's see if you have any new calls. Don't go away.
Glad to volunteer or do whatever I can. And you're kind of coming in strange on the phone. But, hey, God bless you all. Be good.
Wait, Kim. Don't go. Don't go, Kim. Stay right there.
I'm here.
Okay, don't go away. Chris, is there any new callers?
No new callers.
Okay, Kim, you're up. Who am I thinking about? What's her first name?
Lillian.
What?
Lillian.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not the name.
Oh, well, all right. Well, I missed that one, doggone.
Okay. That's all right. I'm sorry.
Hey, Kim. Thanks a lot, Kim.
First time I missed. Hey, you can't win them all.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you for calling in. Thanks for a lot.
Hey, be good, everybody.
All right.
You too. Thanks for calling.
All right. We're going to take a trip over, and let's talk to our good friend Eugene in Clearwater. Eugene, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How you doing, Michael and Sheila? And
hey, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
How you doing?
And you made it through the storm okay?
Yeah, I made it through the storm. Didn't lose power. I had some friends that were in the evacuation zone. They came and stayed with me because I'm in a non-evacuation area. Put the shutters down, shut the door, and ready to ride it out.
Did you call in for trivia?
Yes, I did.
So who do you think the name was or is?
Roslyn.
Of course.
You are 100% Roslyn Carter. The president I was thinking about was Jimmy Carter. He, by the way, he's just turning 98 years old. No president has ever lived to 98.
He's going to make it to 100, probably.
I think so. And he's yeah.
Didn't he found
Habitat for Humanity?
Yes. Is she still living, Rosalind?
I'm not sure. I thought she was. If anybody knows. I'm really not sure.
If anybody knows, call in. Let us know if Rosalind's still living.
We're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break.
Thank you, Eugene, and thank God you're safe.
Oh, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. It's coming your way. $10 gift card from Subway.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Hey,
thank you.
We're going to go to break, but we do have two more callers. Our good friend, Sherry from Orlando, and I have one more caller that called in as well. But we got to take our break, so don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And Rosalind is still living. Rosalind.
Thank you for that information.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live!
from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And if you're just in your car and you're turning the dial and you know, what am I listening to? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what you're listening to. We're here to entertain you. We're here to inform you. We're here to educate you. And sometimes we try to get you jobs. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Welcome back. Welcome back, Mr. Day. Anyway, we'd like to welcome back our friend Dan Day. And Dan is the president of Orlando Chapter of Foundation Fighting Blindness. Welcome, Dan. And thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Lynn. Good evening to everyone. Good evening, Michael and Sheila and, of course, Chris.
Hi, Dan. And how are you?
How did you fare down there in Altamont Springs, I believe?
Yes. Well, overall, I was pretty fortunate. There was no structural damage to my unit here. And like a lot of people are saying, there's landscaping to clean up. But, of course, that's to be expected. And power was off here for only about 18 hours. And so we're pretty fortunate.
And Dan is close to Crane's Roost. And for anybody in this area knows, Crane Roost has got a beautiful lake and walk around. And it was flooded, wasn't it, Dan?
Boy, was it ever flooded. It came up almost to street level there. It was pretty amazing. I was over there to look at it a couple of times. And my unit backs up to a spillway that drains. Part of it is from a drainage from the lake, as well as the Altamont Mall and other things around here all draining down into that spillway. Wow. And I'd never seen the water come out of it. You know, usually it's kind of swampy and boggy out there. And the water actually came up to about, probably 25 to 30 feet from my unit. And I've never, ever seen it do that before. But fortunately, it stopped there and it seems to be receding now. So I feel lucky to have escaped Ian with very
Amen.
Minimal.
Amen.
We all feel lucky.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell us what's new and different at Foundation Fighting Blindness locally.
Yeah, sure. Well, Sheila, I think you mentioned a little earlier that today is it is White Cane Day?
No, the 15th.
October 15th.
Yeah. Oh, October 15th. Oh, thank you for straightening right. me out on that. And but you did mention just a few minutes ago that October is Blindness Awareness Month, and that's a very, very busy month for the Foundation Fighting Blindness. We have a lot of events going on. I'll mention a few across the country, if that's all right, Lynn, just for the benefit of the listeners.
Of course. We have listeners all over North America, the world, but North America, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'll mention a few events that are going on from the foundation, and I'll mention here at the beginning that to find out information about any of these events that I'll mention here, you just go to fightingblindness.org/events, and you'll see the whole list of events there, and you can click on any event of interest there, and you'll see how to get more information and how to RSVP and just get more information about it. Or you could just send an email to info@fightingblindness.org to get information on anything from the foundation. And you should always feel free to email me as well if you have any questions about FFB. My email is danday115@gmail.com, so that's fairly easy to remember. So anyway, the first event I'd like to mention is one that's up in the Nashville area. And I think we've got at least a couple of loyal listeners from up there in the Nashville area. And the event is called The Sound of Sight. And this is going to be an evening with a very talented and well-known musician called Ben Folds. He's a pianist, but he has a fairly long list of musical accomplishments. And he will be providing entertainment for an evening of fun food and music at the City Winery in Nashville. So if folks are listening and are up in that area, please check out the events page and check out this event and hope you can join us. We're very happy to be back now with in-person events after a long stint with doing everything virtually with Zoom. It's great to be back in person. So come on out and reconnect with your friends. Of course, the foundation's flagship fundraising event is what we call Vision Walk. There's a couple of those coming right up. There's the one in Colorado, which is actually in Denver. That's on October the 8th. And then the following weekend are going to be two more, one in Columbus, Ohio, and another one in Boston. And you can find out about those events at the events page, but you can also go to visionwalk.org. And on the right-hand side of that page, you'll see a list of cities with the Vision Walks, and you'll see these cities, Denver, Colorado, Denver, Columbus, and Boston there. So those are the Vision Walks. Now, there's a list of these, what we're calling the chapter speaker series. And the point of these speaker series is to bring information to those affected by vision loss, information that would be of interest to you, such as services that are available for you to help you cope and adapt. And when it comes to the foundation, of course, updates on research and technology presentations that talk about the assistive technology that's available and the latest and greatest apps for your smartphones. So it all depends on the particular session. We try to have at least a couple of them every year in these different locations. And I'll just mention a couple here that are coming up in October. First, Kansas City has one coming up on October the 5th. So that is Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, if I read my calendar correctly. And that's going to be, I think, a late afternoon. And when I say Kansas City, this is Kansas City, Missouri, just so there's no confusion there. Then Baltimore has got one coming up in the early evening on October the 6th. So that would be this coming Thursday. And then we have another speaker series at DC Metro, Washington, DC Metro, and East Michigan, which actually is the Detroit area. Those will be coming up on October the 8th. And last but not least, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Los Angeles have a speaker series on October the 15th. So,
oh, wow.
Again, a lot of topics of interest are presented there. We just recently had one here in Orlando, or the Orlando chapter sponsored it. It was actually here in Altamont Springs. And we had the great folks from down at the Lighthouse come up and talk about their services. And we had a representative from one of the assistive technology companies come and demonstrate some technology. So,
Pardon me, Dan.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Hey, Dan, Chris, how you doing?
Good, Chris. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, we got a call from Avatar, Florida, who has a question for you.
Oh, absolutely.
We have Mike from Avatar. Mike, how you doing?
Fine. Hi, Dan. Did you ever live in Miami?
You know, interesting you would ask that question. The last time I was down in Miami, I think, was probably for Hurricane Andrew when I came down there as part of a hurricane relief team when I was working for AT&T. But other than that, I don't think I've ever visited Miami for any other reason.
Because I had a friend of mine who lived in Miami. His name was Danny Day. He lives in Orlando also. But what I was wondering is, I had what they call RLF, retrolateral fibroplasia. It's now retinopathy of prematurity. And what are they? What is the division of whatever it is, fighting blindness?
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Oh, the mission. Yeah, sure. So our mission is to find treatments and cures for retinal diseases like macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, Usher syndrome, Stargardt, a whole plethora, if you will, of diseases that are related to gene mutations, or in the case of macular degeneration, are just retinal diseases. And for diseases outside of that, some of the research we do can overlap into that, particularly when it's something like stem cells, which, of course, someday are expected to work very well for many, many afflictions. But we don't work on anything directly that's not related to a type of retinal disease. The one thing I'm aware of, the one approach I'm aware of that hasn't really blossomed particularly well, to my knowledge yet, is in what they're calling a cortical implant, which essentially is a chip. You may have heard years ago about a chip they built to put on the retina, which did get approved by the FDA, but actually never really caught on because it only gave very primitive rudimentary vision. Yeah. But they're working on this cortical implant that would bypass the eye and the optic nerve, the whole eye contraption, if you will, and be used, implanted in the visual cortex of the brain. And they actually did clinical trials, I believe, an organization out in Illinois near Chicago did a clinical trial there. But again, I haven't heard much news about it. And when I asked our science, our vice president of science communication about it the other day, he said that really hadn't taken off yet. But the fact that they got to the point of doing human clinical trials tells me that that technology must have some promise for the future.
Do you have a phone number for the Fighting Blindness?
Absolutely. If you'd like to call the Foundation Fighting Blindness, you can reach them on 800-683-5555. And like I said earlier,
Dan, can you say it more slowly? Because he's probably recording it on his Victor Reader or something.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let me try it again. 800-683-5555.
Okay.
And you can always, anytime you have a question of any type, like the one you just asked me, you can send it to info@fightingblindness.org. And they're pretty good about responding pretty quickly on those kinds of questions.
I don't have a computer or anything like that.
Yeah, that's why I didn't give him the website, because I knew he didn't have a computer.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Well, unless you have a friend that does, Michael.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Do you have the phone number?
Yeah. 1-800-683-5555.
All right, give them a call. And don't forget to tell them that you spoke to Dan on Blind and Beyond.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks very much for the question.
Dan, you are very popular. Dan, I just want to call you and let you know. Hey, Mike, thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, so I have somebody.
He's a nice guy. He should be popular.
Yeah.
Dan is very popular because people all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, is calling.
We know who that might be.
All right, so this young lady goes by the name of Susan. And Susan said, "Hey, I need to talk to Dan because I got to get Dan to 411 since he all up in my area." Sue, how you doing?
Hey. I think I know who this is. Very good. Good evening, Susan.
Everything she knows you did.
Hi, Susan.
You there, Susie?
Hey, how are you?
Welcome, Susan. Thanks for calling in.
I think she's a new caller.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're a new caller. That's wonderful.
So if this is the right Susie, this would be the president of the Nashville chapter?
That's me.
That's you.
Oh, he did know her.
Well, thanks for calling in. Yeah. So what do you want? You want to tell us a bit more about this event coming up in Nashville?
Yes, I do. I hope there are some others listening that are close by. Next Saturday night, we are having the first event for the Foundation Fighting Blindness called Sound of Sight. And Ben Folds will be performing, and it will be at the winery in Nashville, which is on Lafette Street and downtown Nashville. And it begins at 6 p.m., which is kind of a social time. And after that, around 7, we will have dinner. And during the social time, there will be drinks, I should add. And then at 7, we will have dinner. And then at 8, Ben will perform. It will be just us. It's not like a big open performance for anybody. It is for anybody and everybody, but you have to have tickets. And all the money raised supports the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And we would love to have you.
Sounds fabulous.
Tickets. And Susan, do you want to tell people how much a ticket is?
That's just what I was about to do. Tickets are $150 or 2 for $300. Well, I mean, regardless, it's $150.
What's for dinner?
What's for dinner? Michael wants to know what's for dinner before we come.
I do not know. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I'm sure it'll be fabulous.
I'm sure
it'll be.
Well, if it's at the winery, by the time the food comes, no one will notice anyway.
That's true.
So, Susan, we hope you tune in every week, not just when Dan's on. We're here every Sunday night.
Okay, that's great.
What time is it in Nashville right now? What time is it right now in Nashville?
It's around 7:30.
Okay,
yeah, they're an hour behind us.
Yeah, so you're an hour behind us. So you would tune in,
6 o'clock
your time every Sunday night.
Central time, at Central
Thanks
time.
For calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. I probably need to wrap up here, don't I?
Yeah, I think we're going to be going to break in a few seconds.
Okay, very good. So I really had come almost to the end of everything I wanted to mention. Oh, I think I mentioned the events in Fort Wayne and Los Angeles. Those are on October 5th. Yeah, very good. So I got that was very good timing with the questions.
Yeah, you're an expert now, Dan.
So yeah, very good.
Down pat.
I'm getting better. Well, thanks as always for having me. It's really a great pleasure to come in and talk about the foundation and talk to you folks at Blind and Beyond. And you've got a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dan. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good week.
Okay, you too.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up and a trivia. Don't go away.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent, but they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you missed any part of this show or any show in the past 7 years, go to our webpage, check us out, and you can just go to any show that you missed. The Blind and Beyond, the webpage is called blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blind and, don't forget the A&D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
A little birdie just told me we have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller. We have a caller.
Yep.
Who's on the line?
I believe Sherry.
Sherry.
Hello. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Sherry.
Sherry.
How are you?
You sound
Hi,
like you're
Sherry.
A million, sound like you're a million miles away.
This is Sherry.
Yeah, get closer to your phone, dear.
No, I'm right here. You guys sound like you're far away. Can you hear me?
Now you sound better.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Are you in Maine or are you in Florida?
I am in Florida.
Oh, you're back. You came back just for the fun.
Yeah, I came back Saturday. So I missed all the fun. But we did really well over here. I know there's parts of Orlando that are flooded and stuff, but we did really well in my neighborhood. So I'm really happy about that. My heart goes out to the people in Fort Myers. My brother lived in a rented condo on Fort Myers Beach, and he watched his car float out into the bay and his neighbor's car float out into the bay and disappear from sight. Uh-oh. And he also had a sailboat, and I think he lost that too. So, but he's still alive, and I'm grateful for that. So Anyway, I called to talk about a more positive thing. The National Federation of the Blind of Florida is having their state convention this weekend. It starts Friday evening, the 7th, and ends Sunday evening with a banquet, the 9th. And it is at the, it's at the South Bank Hotel on the Riverwalk in Jacksonville. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have several fun things to do during the evenings, an auction. We're going to have a banquet on Sunday evening. Friday evening, we're celebrating the NFB of Florida's 55th birthday, which is belated because of COVID. So we're going to do that. A big exhibit hall that is going to be really nice. So just letting everybody know.
Well, thank you, Sherry. Sherry, I didn't get the name of the hotel, though. What did you say?
Oh, it's South Bank Hotel. It's
South Bank's Hotel in Jacksonville?
South Bank Hotel.
Mm-hmm. And how do they find out more information?
Go to nfbflorida.org.
And you spell the word Florida out?
Yes.
Okay, nfbflorida.org, and all the information is there. Thanks, Sherry. We appreciate it. We're glad you're safe.
You're welcome.
Okie dokie. Okay, take care.
Have a good week. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye. Okay, right. So now it's...
I had John, our friend from Clinton, Indiana, called in, and he said, yes, you know, even though the trivia was already gone, it was Elaine Carter, and that President Carter's birthday was yesterday, and he turned 98 years old yesterday.
98, yes, right, but it wasn't Eleanor, it was Rosalind.
Rosalind, I'm sorry, and that she's 95 years old.
Is she? Yeah. They're terrific.
Yeah. Her name is Rosalind.
They still go to the sites when they're building a new house for Habitat for Humanity, and they still both show up, you know, and it's just amazing.
Yeah.
But anyway,
as you know why they live so long? Because they eat peanuts.
Very funny.
they got more than enough protein, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It. That's it.
So let's do my song, okay, Chris?
Trivia time.
Oh, yes, it's trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
And if you don't know, that was produced, written, and sung by our co-host, one of our co-hosts, David Hildebrand. He did a hell of a job. Did a great job. Okay, so it's trivia time. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform. No matter how you shake my core, 'cause my roots, they run deep. Oh, oh, yeah, so little faith. Don't doubt it, victory is in my veins.
Okay, Chris. So who is singing that song? 407-894-1680.
Lynn, I am impressed.
Oh, what, you thought I was an old lady? Oh, gosh, yeah.
Wow, what a nice
change.
Wait a minute,
I didn't think you were an old lady. No. I wouldn't be married to an old lady.
Hey, Sheila, while we're waiting for a caller, can you do me a big favor?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I was under the assumption that you go online and you fill out the ballot and then...
No.
It gets sent to them. But no. Please explain, how do you do that? You call Democracy Live and then they...
No. Everything goes through your supervisor of elections.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. So you call your local supervisor of elections. You tell them, one, you want an absentee ballot. Two, you want the accessible vote by mail. So you want the VBM, vote by mail. Ballot.
Is it too late now? Can you still do it?
I do not know if it's too late. I can certainly find out.
It's just a phone call for everybody.
You call your supervisor of election, you tell them that you want it. In Florida, Democracy Live has got several counties.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's not just about being visually impaired or blind. It's for disabled people.
Disabled. Right. Yes. Right. If you have transportation issues, right. You're in a wheelchair, you can't get to the polls easily. You have cognitive issues and you can use your computer. It is sent to you in an email format. You do not call Democracy Live. You call your supervisor of elections. And that's where it starts.
I'm going to call tomorrow. And if they say they don't do it in Lake County, I'm saying...
We already got our ballots.
I'm saying... I'm blaming you. I'm saying Sheila Young said... Mm-hmm.
So don't call Democracy Live then, but we still want them to go to democracylive.com
and look at the website. Yes, but you cannot get your ballot from them. It has to go through your supervisor of elections office.
So all you people in the United States, you still can vote. That's what Sheila said.
Yeah, exactly. And we need everybody to vote.
We sure do.
Every time there's an election, you need to vote because
I was just thinking about
if that. You don't vote, do not complain to me because I don't want to hear it.
Sheila, I was just thinking about that. I was talking to Michael off the air. All those people, there are going to be so many people in Florida that will not be voting most likely.
Because they can still vote.
Yeah, I know, but that's probably not a number one priority in their minds right now when they're walking around with the clothes on their back.
No.
Yeah,
very true.
Yep.
So do we have any calls, Chris?
Nobody knows it. Nobody knows it. If you think it's Patti LaBelle, it's not.
Jeez.
And it's not Sylvia from
you
Mickey
know what?
And Sylvia.
While I have a little lull yes. here, I might as well just say what's happening next week in case we run out of time after. So why not? I just want next week, by the way, if you like to do crafts, or you've never done crafts, then you definitely have to tune in next Sunday night. It's really going to be a lot of fun. One of our friends and listeners, Christine Belts from Jupiter, Florida, she's going to guest co-host next Sunday night. And we set up, a few people that will be calling in to talk about crafts. And you can call in and ask questions if you're interested in doing some of those crafts at home. So Christine Belts will be guest co-hosting, and we're going to have Tammy Roussel, who is the founder of Mitzi Kit, she'll be calling in. And also
my favorite things to do.
and she has some new things though too now besides those.
I know she's got lots of stuff.
Yeah. And then we're going to have Kayla Allen join us also. And Kayla does a lot of different
crafts. She's amazing.
So in fact, she asked me, well, what should I talk about? I said, you talk about whatever you like.
And she's from Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, she's from calling in from Arizona. Okay, mm-hmm. good. That's mm-hmm. great. So mm-hmm. that is going to be, and
gentlemen, you can call in too. It's not just for the girls.
A lot of gentlemen do crafts. That's right. A great pastime, and it is so wonderful when you have a finished product and you can give it to someone, especially this time of year, because Christmas is.
If you're a man and you're not a gentleman, can you still call in?
Yes, Michael.
Okay.
So okay. That's what's lined up for next week. It's a crafting show, a virtual crafting show.
And it should be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. Are you still leaving, Sheila?
Yes, I'm going to Virginia Friday. So well,
maybe,
yes.
Yeah, maybe you'll hear it from there.
No.
Or maybe not.
I'll listen to the podcast.
That you'll listen to the archive show.
I'm going to a wedding, so I guess, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Yeah. Going to a wedding?
I'm going to, not my wedding, somebody else's wedding.
Oh, boy. Well, I would hope she would tell us if she was going to her wedding.
Well, yeah, if I was going to my wedding, everybody would know.
Yeah. Chris, what's happening there? No calls?
That was a tough one.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
That was a tough one. But I've never heard that song.
I've heard it before, but that was a tough one.
So all you people who are just thinking, and you know it, you call in now because nobody's calling in.
So I want to know, Chris.
407-894-1680. Now's the time to call in for those people who always wait. Call in now, because if you know it, call in now. Nobody's going to get it.
Chris, what's happening at Bethune-Cookman? Are they going to be open tomorrow or no?
No, we're not. We're going to be closed because we still got a lot of assessment that took place from the storm. Even though the entire campus flooded, there was some major trees that we thought would never ever fall. Oh, the London Bridge has fallen. Wow. So there were some major trees that has fallen, and they were big trees.
Big old trees, probably.
Yes.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, I'll tell you, some of that, and of course I couldn't see it, but some of that video that Claire Metz from Daytona was talking about, there were areas of Daytona on Daytona Beach Shores. Yeah, that whole strip mall, I guess, is it a strip mall? Every window of every store in that strip mall was blown out.
Blown out.
I mean, gone.
I have a friend in Port Orange, and thank God her house is okay, but today she went in the car and she took like a little video of one block over, just one block over, and everybody had their furniture out in the street for curbside pickup. So it just was the luck of the draw. I mean, some people had damage.
That's why I didn't know what to say. How do you say to someone that you're so lucky and the other people across the street weren't so lucky? What do you say to those people?
I don't have words.
Well, yeah, you say, how can I help you?
Besides that, that goes without saying, how can
I help? Well, not necessarily, Michael, because
everybody don't know how to help.
Right. But how can I help you? What can I do? And can I bring you dinner? Do you need a place to stay? What can I do?
Right. Is there anything that you need that I can help supply? Because it's a tough situation.
It's horrible. And I just, my heart is breaking for so many of our Floridian members of the Florida Council, because I've not heard from some of them. And I'm concerned. I want to make sure they're okay. So, it's tough. So nobody knows your trivia, Lynn.
I guess not. Well, get the answer then. We're going to get the answer right now. Give the answer.
All right. Sometimes you fall, but you still have to rise. That's the name of the song, Rise. And it was sung by the one and only Miss Katy Perry.
I thought that was Katy Perry, but Katy Perry. Sure.
Katy Perry.
I know Perry Jewelers.
Let me tell you, anybody out there knows fireworks, that's who was singing that song.
Yep.
Wow. That was good, Lynn.
That was a good one, Lynn. I got to give you that one, Lynn.
Well, thank you.
I know it. We know it wasn't Mike, so yeah, we got you.
Chris.
What do you, wait. Why do you say that?
Oh, because it was too recent.
That was like a couple of years ago.
That Chris, would not be you.
Chris, right. Six times I'm trying to ask you. Quickly tell our audience what you do at Bethune-Cookman, because they don't know why we're always bringing that up, the college. Tell everybody what you do there, aww, besides this job and the other job and the other job.
Over at Bethune-Cookman.
Being a dad and right, a husband. And yeah.
Over at Bethune-Cookman University, I serve as the TV studio manager for labs and teach the students how to do hands-on production for television and radio.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And I have over 150 plus students that I deal with day in and day out.
And were computers damaged? And
I don't know. I went and unplugged every computer that our students have to deal with for the television and radio studios. And I unplugged everything out just to make sure that everything was okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't too concerned about anything flooding into the buildings, mm-hmm, because where we are in the buildings, we're not by any windows or anything like that of that caliber for stuff to get in. We're like in the middle of the building, mm-hmm, almost.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, we want to thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for going down to Orlando so we could do the show live tonight. We really, really appreciate it. We love you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
And thank you, Nakia, for letting you go.
Well, yeah, because she was like, well, you know, it's our anniversary weekend. So I said, I got you covered. I took care of it Friday and Saturday, so we will cover.
Well, happy anniversary to you guys.
Thank you.
Sweet.
How long have you been married?
Ooh, they say.
No, he doesn't know.
No, I know. We've been married 11 years.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we right behind you, Mike and Lynn.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. And thanks, Sheila, for joining us.
Thank you all.
So what do you have, Mike? What do you have to say for yourself?
Last words.
What do I have to say myself?
Last words, Mike.
My story is very simple.
Sure.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you for letting us in your home and wherever you listen to the show. We love you all. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Take care. God bless you all. Take care. Good night. Thank you, Sheila, coming on board.
Thank you, welcome. Sheila. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Lynn, Mike. Do everything I would do.
Good night. Good night.
Down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around.